So what does karting and the 50 things Rob hasn't done yet have in common?
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly and Northwood, the proper property people. Your dream home is a click away at northwooduk.com.
Not a lot, really, apart from they're both on the tip of my tongue to talk about in this next hour. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be delving into the 50 things Rob hasn't done. I'll give you some updates on some of the progress that has occurred in the past week since we officially made it a date for my debut stand-up comedy set. Ah, I am so cacking it. It's not even funny. You know when you suddenly get that email that says, that's it, it's official, you're on the bill? Oh, man. My stomach did what gymnasts do on those hoop things. It did. Horrendous. Felt quite sick, actually. Starting to think this is not such a good idea. Starting to question whether I'm actually as funny as I think I might should be. My favourite song about Fridays after Rebecca Black's. Which is actually a lie, because I really can't stand that song one little bit. And that's why this show works the way it does. Because I'm honest with you and you're honest with me. The Darkness and Friday Night. Now, I can smell coffee, but I can also smell tea, which means there's more than one drink in this studio, which means
getting to know you, getting to know all about.
We should probably find out who it is in the studio with me this morning. So, good morning, Auckland. Are you right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
Good, good. Very early. Are you up? Are you awake?
Yeah, I'm.
Had breakfast yet?
Yeah.
What'd you have? Cereal?
Cornflakes.
It's always a good standard breakfast. It's a good standard. Porridge for me. I like a bit of porridge
good
with some
choice.
Fruit. It's early. It is very early when I eat my breakfast. But no, cornflakes is a strong choice. Any orange juice, apple juice at all?
No.
Are you more of a tea and coffee kind of guy?
No, just hot chocolate, really.
Hot chocolate. See, you'll get to a certain age, okay, right? And I'm giving away a little bit of your youth, okay? But you'll get to an age where hot chocolate is an evening drink and you get ready to drink it before you go to bed. And you can laugh, yeah. But you know I'm right. Lachlan, you've come in this morning to talk to us about yourself, really, and kind of what you do. Now, I understand you are... is it right to say call you a go-karter, or are you a karter?
Both, really. They're the same thing.
Same sort of thing. So we call you a karter, just because it's less syllables and it's easier. But you're not just any kind of karter, are you?
No, I race karts that go up to about 17 miles an hour, and I race in big competitions, kind of.
Yeah, but you don't just race in them, you win them. That's what I understand, that you are what we like to call a champion.
Yeah, I've won...
You're quite good.
Yeah, I've won 2 championships, I think, and come to...
Just winning so often that you can't even remember. You said, oh, I've 2, 3, I don't know. So many trophies on my cabinet. I've had to order a new house to keep the trophies in. So you're quite good at this, then?
Yeah, I've been doing it since I was 6, so I've learned a lot.
How old are you now?
12.
6 years. So that's technically a pro. That's technically a pro. Because you... How often do you go, then? Do you go, like, a couple of times a week, or...?
Twice a month.
So. Okay, so just twice a month. Now, obviously, you've got school as well, so you've got to...
Yeah.
Got to fit it in around school and other things. So that's not bad. So in time, you will have achieved the 10,000 hours that they say, the scientists have said, that it takes to be a professional, to be an expert at your field. So you'll be an expert by the time you're 15.
Yeah, that would be good.
Which would probably lead you somewhere close to being able to go into things like Formula One?
Yeah, I'd love to go into Formula 1.
I was going
to
say, would you like to go into that sort of thing?
Yep.
Yeah? Formula One? So, Lewis, all right, if you're listening, all right, because I know you're a fan of this show, watch out, all right? He's got you. He's coming for you, okay? Right, Lachlan, so you started at 6. You started at 6 years old. How on earth, or what, hang on, was this a mum or dad thing that sort of said, well, you want to give it a try? Or was it something that you saw on TV and thought, I want to have a go at that?
Well, my dad, he did Formula Ford, and he stopped that, and so he bought a kart, and I saw him doing it, and I thought, oh, that'd be great fun, so... I asked him if I could take that up as a hobby, and it just went from there, really.
A hobby that became something you were actually really good at. It's sort of in your blood.
Yeah. You're
naturally very, very good at.
Yeah.
Ah, very, very cool. So other than karting, just want to see if there's anything else, because I tend to find that people who have very, very good skill, like yourself, very, very skilled at what you do, you're good at other things as well?
Not really. Just
not really. Any good at drawing? Any good, I can't look. I mean, this is my attempt at drawing the weather. This is my attempt at drawing the weather. Yeah, it's like thanks for laughing. It's like a 6-year-old's drawing of the weather, isn't it? I do that every morning. I'm not very good at drawing. I'm quite happy to admit that. But you know, I like to think I'm okay at this malarkey, this radio stuff, and I'm pretty good at what else am I? I'm quite good at doing daft things. Quite good at doing daft things. I often get stitched up to do lots of sort of daft things. But anything that you're particularly good at all? Anything else that you're good at cooking? Any good at cooking?
I'm okay, yeah.
You're all right?
I suppose.
Yeah, a bit of a chef as well. But a racer and a chef. Multi-talented. Now, I asked you a question when you came in, while we were listening to The Darkness. What crayon, if I could turn you into a crayon right now, what colour would you be?
I'd be blue.
You'd be a blue crayon. Okay, I'd be an orange crayon. And I want to know, this morning, on Twitter, at Phoenix FM, what colour crayon you would be.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Northwood, the proper property people. Buy, sell and let. Your next move is in safe hands. Call 01708 747507.
So look, I want to get Lachlan in on this next little bit, which is, of course, the discussion of the 50 things that I've never done in my life. Now, I've been go-karting a couple of times, so I couldn't put it on my list. Okay, I couldn't put it on my list of things to do this year, but there are plenty of things on my list that I still have to do. We're about 9 weeks in, 10 weeks. 10 weeks. We're 10 weeks into the year, and I've done 3 things. I've got 50 weeks to do 50 things. Okay. So you're thinking straight away, even at a basic maths level, you would work out, it doesn't take a genius, I'm a little bit behind.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit behind. But here's the thing. I had a thought the other day where I'm gonna do a 24-hour radio show. So I'm going to sit here for 24 hours, non-stop. I might go for a little wee break, but other than that, I'm going to be here for 24 hours. And I thought what would be a good idea is to try and get some of the things done live on air during my 24-hour show. But I'm thinking stilt walking in this room probably won't work very well because I might end up in the skylight. So that will have to be done outside. Fire walking as well, walking on fire. Probably shouldn't do that inside, health and safety. I also probably can't do a skydive in here because it's, again, not very high. So I'll probably do those outside. But there's plenty of things I could do indoors. Like I could set up a snooker table and play Steve Davis at snooker. That's number one on my list, alphabetically speaking. It's in alphabetical order. What sort of things, other than like obviously racing Formula One, what other things would you want to do? If I could, I could give you the opportunity to do anything you like.
Don't know.
What things do you fancy doing? Do you go in space?
Yeah, I'd quite like to go in space.
Go to space?
Cool.
All right, well, we can put that on your list. That's fine. I've got no room on my list, so I can't have it on mine yet. Mm-hmm. I might do it next year, for next year's list. But go to space. That's a pretty popular one. I think a lot of people would say, you know, love to experience zero gravity, you know, floating around, yeah. And just kind of... Not, I don't know. It's a weird one. It's like... I guess it's like being underwater-ish, sort of. I don't know.
Just you float more.
Exactly, you just float more. You just float, and I think you feel a little bit more sick than when you're underwater, when you're in space. But on my list as well are things like driving a tractor, climbing a mountain, carving a pumpkin. I've got to give blood, which, by the way, little development on that. I have been given the all clear from the doc, who says I can give blood. Because apparently there was some confusion. There was a little mark against my name. So they said I couldn't give it. I was like, well, I've not done anything. There's nothing wrong with me. I mean, there is a few things up here. You know, there's a few screws loose up the top. But other than that, I'm pretty healthy. I could give blood. So that's good. That's a go-ahead. That's on the go. So I'll get an appointment booked, and I will go and give blood in a few weeks. My stand-up comedy debut. Yeah. Do you like stand-up comedy?
Yeah.
Are you a fan of stand-up? Who's your favourite?
Probably Russell Howard.
Russell Howard. Do you know what? I kind of see myself as a little bit like Russell Howard. Not visually. I don't look like him. I'm not that good looking. But I think that kind of good news kind of thing, the whole, like, the good side of life, you know, not necessarily talking about the bad bits, but I kind of see myself as a little bit of a kind of the funny side of life, you know, the light-hearted things. So that's going in, like, 6 weeks' time as well. But I need some help. I need some help with some other things. So I need to borrow a tree house. You got a tree house?
Used to.
Lachlan! He nearly... What do you mean used to? Is it in an old house?
No, it kind of got a bit old, so we took it down.
Have you still got the wood for it?
No.
Oh, no, never mind. Well, if anyone else has got a tree house and they don't mind lending it to me for a night, I need to sleep in it. That's it. That's all I need to do. Sleep in the tree house for the night, and that will complete another one of the 50 things that I've never done. I know it sounds mad, but some of these are, you know, really extravagant, and some are pretty simple. Some of them are quite straightforward. George Ezra and Casio, it's 8:28 Wednesday morning with the Phoenix FM Breakfast Show. Morning. Right. Yeah, good. So, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow, eh? They are consciously uncoupling. Which is like one of those salesy terms for just having a break, really. Splitting up. It's not nice, it's not good, it's not good news. I feel quite sorry for them, to be honest with you, but being international superstars that they are, it's going to happen, isn't it? But the young man sat to my left may very well find himself in the international superstar category in not too long. Champion Carter. Lachlan Behrman.
Hey.
You alright?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks.
You've got a very cool jacket on, and I also noticed you brought in your helmet, which I'm going to have to get a photo.
Yeah.
I have to get a photo with a lid. With a lid. Would you call it a lid?
Yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Because you're cool. You don't call it a helmet anymore. It's because... Throw us my lid. Listen, you mentioned that it was you and Dad. He's your kind of Dad that got you into it. He used to be a... Was your Formula 4, did you say?
Yeah, he used to race Formula Ford.
Formula Ford. That's ridiculous. So he's quite good as well, then.
Yeah, I haven't done it in a while, though.
Okay, look, no pressure. Mum, right, Mum, put your fingers in your ears, Mum, right? Right. Who's a better driver?
Me.
Oh. I was going to say Mum or Dad, but you're better than both of them, are you?
Yeah.
By a long shot. You're only good at reverse parking?
I haven't tried it yet,
no, because you don't have to do that in a car. It's just about going forward as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Quickly, I want to do the news in just a second, but... Is it just you and Dad? Obviously, your Dad's done it as before, and then it's sort of how you got into it as a hobby, and then you're pretty good at it, so you win championships now. But I take it you're not... Is this something you just do in a pastime? Were you part of a team as well? Or?
Well, I'm part of a team. It's called Cooper Motorsport, and there's two boys from there, from Brentwood. One of them is called Alex Burford Fuller. And the other one, Cameron and Ollie Moss, they're both brothers.
Okay.
And we're all in the team together.
Oh, so there's a group of you in the team, and
yeah.
I say so. A bit like the Formula One, then, really. So there's a team of people, the racers. There's more than one of you racing and things like that. So you're all the same age?
No.
No.
Ollie's about 15.
Okay.
Alex is about 14.
So you're all around the sort of 12 to 15
yeah.
mark, around that age.
Yeah, we're all pretty close. So
who's better out of you and the others?
Me.
Yes. R-E-S-P-E-C-T for that. I like it. Honesty, you know, that's what we talk about on this show. It's all about being honest. Lachlan, are you into much sort of like showbiz lifestyle stuff? Do you like celebrities and things, or not really?
I don't really mind.
No. Take them or leave them.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's good. Shouldn't really get bogged down with the details, to be honest with you. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
It's not real news anyway, really. It's not real news. We'll talk about the showbiz news in a minute, of course, because it's fast approaching 9 o'clock this morning. And there's no point you starting the working day unless you've had your daily dose of it. A bit like cowpaw, just pinch your nose and accept it. It's fine. It's good for you, I promise. Now, Lachlan's in this morning. Lachlan Behrman. He's a karting champion. Amongst the likes of champions this morning, which is a great honour. Now, Lachlan, you've got... we've talked about the fact you got into it because your dad. Dad used to race as well.
Mm-hmm.
He's been doing it since you were, like, diddly squat, knee-high to a grasshopper.
Yeah.
Right? And you've been doing it as a part of a team. What's your team name again?
Cooper Motorsport,
right. You're also doing something for charity as well, coming up soon, which obviously I want to make sure people know about, and
yeah.
We can tell people how they can sort of sponsor you and,
mm-hmm.
and donate and whatnot. So what is the charity you're doing it for?
It's called Kick Sergeant,
okay.
And it helps children with cancer.
Okay, so it's a children's cancer sort
yeah.
of fundraising thing, Click Sergeant, is
yeah.
that what it's called, yeah? Because it's Click as in C-L-I-C, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, so people can look it up online and find out a little bit more about it. You've got a Facebook page and a Just Giving page as well. It's the virginmoneygiving.com. Okay, so you know, everyone knows where these pages are. Virgin Giving Money, virginmoneygiving.com / click is C-L-I-C _ and then your name, Lachlan Behrman, okay?
Yeah.
Which is L-O-C-H-L-A-N, Lachlan,
yep.
And then Bear Man. As in,
yeah.
You're half man, half bear.
Yeah.
Because you're a bit of an animal out on the track, I understand.
Yeah.
Don't take no for an answer. It's like, oh, hang on, is that gap big enough? I don't care if it is, I'm going through it.
Yeah.
You're a bit of a hooligan, are you?
Yeah.
But it makes a champion, doesn't it? So come on in. Tell me, who are you looking up to? Who do you look up to in the racing world? Obviously, Dad got you into it, and that would be an obvious choice, I say. But who do you like watching the Formula One? Are you a bit of a NASCAR? Do you like American NASCAR?
I love watching Formula One. My hero is Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah, good. So. I think he gets a bit of bad press. He does get a bit of bad press, doesn't he, old Lewis? Bless his cotton socks, he does. But you know, you've got to be a bit of a fighter, haven't you, to be a winner, winner. So listen, you've got a lot of stuff going on. You're in the Minimax League, which is from what age to what age? You were saying to me earlier.
It's from I think 11 to 15, 16 age.
Okay.
And it reaches speeds of about 70 miles an hour.
70?
Yeah.
So the national speed limit?
Yeah.
In a go-kart?
Yeah.
And you're 12?
Yeah.
Well, I don't really have a lot to say about that. I mean, I wasn't allowed to do it at 17 when I didn't have a driving licence, but you seem to be doing it at the age of 12, which is incredible. You must have reaction speeds of a cat.
Yeah, I'm quite good with reflexes.
Quite good with reflexes. We'd have to get the reflex. You know the ruler? Have you ever done the ruler reflex test?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you done where you drop the ruler?
Yeah.
And you go try and stop it with your finger?
Yes.
Yeah. I bet you do it and you catch it before it's even dropped, don't you? You do. Probably cheating looking at the hand. I'm joking. So the Minimax goes up to 15, 16, so you've got about 3 or 4 years left in.
Yeah.
Or do you reckon you'll be going up to the league above a bit early?
I reckon about 2 years and I'll be moving up.
So you're going to be going into the next league, which is what?
Junior Max.
The Junior Max League, which starts at 15, 16.
Yeah.
And you reckon you'll be doing that at 14?
Yeah.
Because you're that good.
Yeah.
He's modest, but he's not lying. He's not lying at all. That's incredible. That is incredible. Where can we find out a bit more about you and your team? Obviously, you're on the website. A website where people can find out a bit more about you, or
at Facebook. @ Lachlan Behrman Racing.
Okay, so you've got your own page. You've got your own page on Facebook. Okay, brilliant. Well, we'll stick a link on this on our Facebook and Twitter page for you as well. Okay, so people can find it from the Phoenix FM Breakfast page on Facebook or on Twitter. That's cool. And we'll also put a link to your Virgin Money Giving as well, so people can get to that a little bit easier if they can't find it.
Cool.
It looks like quite an expensive sport. Am I right in saying that?
It's quite a bit expensive sort of sport, so we kind of had to buy quite a lot of stuff second hand, like some of my boots and
worn in. They've been practiced. They've been worn and practiced
on. Yeah, my carts and stuff.
That's all right.
But I'm still kind of competing well, and the only new thing we kind of get is tyres, which are £130 for
the
set.
Oh, for the set.
Yeah.
They had a heart attack for your mum and dad. Then I was like, oh my god, really? No, that's all right. Well, that's not too bad. That's not too bad. Well, it is, obviously. It's still £130, but, you know.
Yeah, so that's per weekend.
So mum and dad must be pretty proud of you for doing as well as you are.
Yeah, they're really proud of me, and I hope I can keep being really successful.
So when you're a super multi-millionaire Formula One driver, you're going to give mum and dad a new house?
Yeah, new cars.
New cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to have to be the cars that you choose, though.
No, I'll just let them choose.
Let them choose.
I've already promised my dad.
All right, what have you promised him?
I can't remember what car he said, but...
He said to him you'll buy it for him when you make it, yeah?
Yeah.
That's excellent stuff. Look, I'm going to have to do some showbiz news because it's important that when people arrive at their working day, they are prepared.
Yeah.
Because there are people that come into your working life. You'll know this. If you ever get a real job, right? Because I'm funny, it's not a real job. Like this isn't a real job, really, doing radio. It's just me messing about. But when you get into the working world, right, everyone goes on about, you know, you get a working world, there's all these people that come into your working day at 9 o'clock and they'll start going on about showbiz news and Katy Perry's new dog, and it's like, I don't care.
The Phoenix FM Breakfast Show with Rob Jelly.
Been a proper privilege having a champion in the studio this morning. Lachlan, it's been a pleasure, mate. Thanks for coming in and talking to us about all your racing, you know, just 12 years old and you can drive better than I can. It's ridiculous. It must be frustrating for mum and dad, and you're sat in the car and you're going, don't drive. You're too near the curb, you know, you've missed the apex. Mum, what are you doing? You're going around a roundabout too slow. Faster, down a gear.
Yeah.
Must be quite frustrating. But I'm sure they're dead proud of you for all your achievements so far, being a champion.
Yeah.
Good luck with your fundraising for Click. It's
Click Sergeant.
Click Sergeant, that was the word I was looking for. I'll put all the links on our Facebook and Twitter page for you so people can check out and donate for you. Good luck in the future. Come back in when you've got your next trophy and show it off for me, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I think if I'd have asked you to bring all your trophies in this morning, we'd have been here all day. Literally, I mean, the amount of trophies I hear you've got, we'd have needed to invade and eat my brunch at 10 o'clock. The afternoon show, we'd probably be still here on drive. Listen, good luck, buddy. Speak to you soon, yeah?
Thanks, Rob.
No worries.